Media queries are one of the most powerful tools in CSS3 for building responsive web interfaces. They allow you to apply specific CSS rules depending on the characteristics of the device or screen that is displaying your web page. Before diving into the syntax, it is important to understand why media queries exist and what problem they solve. In traditional web development, a single set of CSS rules was written for one screen size, typically a large desktop screen. This approach became problematic as smartphones and tablets became widespread. Users accessing a website on a 375-pixel-wide phone screen would see the same layout as someone on a 1,440-pixel-wide monitor, resulting in tiny text, broken layouts, and poor user experience. Media queries were introduced as part of the CSS 3 specification to solve exactly this problem. They let developers define conditional CSS rules that only apply when certain conditions are met, such as the screen width being below or above a certain threshold. A media query is written in CSS using the @media rule. The basic structure of a media query looks like this. @media, condition, CSS rules here. The condition describes the environment in which the rules should apply. The most commonly used condition in responsive design is min width and max width, which refer to the width of the browser viewport, the visible area of the web page in the browser window. For example, @media, min width, 768px, body, font size, 18px. This rule means, if the viewport width is at least 768 pixels, then the body text should be 18 pixels. Below 768 pixels, this rule simply does not apply, and the browser falls back to whatever was defined before. Now let us talk about the two main approaches to writing media queries, desktop first and mobile first. Understanding the difference between these two philosophies is essential for any modern front-end developer. The desktop-first approach means you write your base CSS styles targeting large screens, and then you use media queries with max width to override or adapt those styles for smaller screens. For example, you might set a three-column layout by default, and then use a media query to collapse it into a single column on small screens. Body, display, grid, grid template columns, 1FR, 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 @media, max width, 768px, body, grid template columns, 1FR. This approach was the standard for many years when most web traffic came from desktop computers. However, as mobile usage surpassed desktop usage globally, the industry shifted toward a better practice, mobile first. The mobile first approach means you write your base CSS styles targeting the smallest screens first, typically smartphones, and then you use media queries with min width to progressively add complexity and adapt the layout for larger screens. This is not just a stylistic preference. It has real performance benefits. Mobile devices are often less powerful and connect over slower networks. If you write mobile-first CSS, mobile browsers only need to process the base styles and ignore the media queries intended for larger screens. In a desktop-first approach, mobile browsers would have to load and apply all the desktop styles first and then override them, which is less efficient. Here is a concrete mobile-first example. Body, font size, 16px, dot container, display, flex, flex direction, column, @media, min width, 768px, container, flex direction, row, @media, min width, 1200px, body, font size, 18px. In this example, on small screens, below 768 pixels, the container stacks elements vertically. When the screen reaches 768 pixels or wider, the layout switches to a horizontal row. When the screen reaches 1200 pixels or wider, the font size increases slightly to take advantage of the extra space. Notice that every media query uses min width, which is the hallmark of a mobile-first strategy. Breakpoints are the specific width values at which your layout changes. In the examples above, 768 pixels and 1200 pixels are breakpoints. Choosing the right breakpoints is an important decision. In the past, developers often used device-specific breakpoints. For example, 320 pixels for iPhone, 768 pixels for iPad, 1024 pixels for tablet landscape. Today, the recommended practice is to define breakpoints based on your content rather than specific devices. You design your layout starting from the smallest screen, and you add a breakpoint when the layout starts to look awkward or when there is enough space to improve the presentation. Common breakpoints used in many projects as starting references are 480 pixels, small smartphones in portrait orientation, 768 pixels, tablets in portrait orientation or large smartphones in landscape. 1024 pixels, tablets in landscape orientation or small laptops. 1200 pixels or 1280 pixels, standard desktop screens. 1440 pixels or above, large or high-resolution desktop screens. These are reference points, not absolute rules. Always adapt breakpoints to your content. The full syntax of a media query can also include a media type before the condition. The most common media types are screen, for screens, and print, for printed pages. When no media type is specified, the rule applies to all media types by default. Here is an example with the media type explicitly stated. At media screen and min width, 768px, sidebar, display, block, the keyword and is used to combine multiple conditions. You can also use or, written as a comma in CSS, to apply rules when at least one condition is met. At media, min width, 600px, orientation, landscape. This rule applies if the viewport is at least 600 pixels wide or if the device is in landscape orientation. Another useful condition is max width, which you will encounter frequently even in mobile-first projects when you need to target a very specific range. You can combine min width and max width to create a range. At media, min width, 768px, and max width, 1024px. This targets only screens between 768 and 1024 pixels. This technique is sometimes called targeting a range or a specific breakpoint band. Beyond width, media queries can respond to other characteristics. Some useful ones include orientation, detects whether the device is in portrait, height greater than width, or landscape, width greater than height, mode. Resolution, targets high-density screens like Apple Retina displays, useful for serving higher-resolution images. Prefers color scheme, detects whether the user has set their operating system to dark mode or light mode. Hover, detects whether the primary input device supports hovering, like a mouse, which helps distinguish touch devices from pointer devices. For example, at media, prefers color scheme, dark, body, background color, number 121212, color, hashtag FFFFF. This rule automatically applies a dark theme when the user's system is set to dark mode. It is also important to understand the relationship between media queries and the viewport meta tag. Without the correct viewport meta tag in the HTML head, media queries will not behave as expected on mobile devices. Mobile browsers by default simulate a wider screen, often 980 pixels, to display desktop pages, which would completely bypass your mobile-first breakpoints. The viewport meta tag tells the browser to use the actual device width. Metaname equals viewport content equals width equals device width, initial scale equals 1.0 greater than. This line must always be present in any responsive HTML page. The width equals device width instruction sets the viewport width to the actual screen width of the device. The initial scale equals 1.0 ensures no initial zoom is applied. Without this tag, even a perfectly written set of media queries will fail on real mobile devices. To summarize the mobile-first logic in practice, here is a step-by-step approach. Start by writing all your base CSS without any media queries. These styles should work correctly on a small smartphone screen, around 320 to 375 pixels wide. Test your layout on a narrow viewport. Use browser developer tools to simulate small screens. Gradually widen your browser window. When the layout starts to look stretched, awkward, or when there is enough room to improve it, add a min-width media query at that exact width. Repeat this process for larger and larger screens until your layout is fully optimized across all target devices. This progressive enhancement approach ensures that every user, regardless of device, gets a functional and readable experience. Users on powerful desktop computers get the enhanced, richer layout. Users on older phones or slow connections get the lightweight, simple version that was your starting point. A common mistake beginners make is writing too many breakpoints or using fixed pixel values everywhere inside media queries. Modern best practices recommend using relative units like M or RAM inside media queries instead of pixels, because they respect the user's browser font size settings. For example, 48M, equivalent to roughly 768 pixels when the base font size is 16 pixels, is considered more accessible than 768px. In conclusion, media queries are the backbone of responsive design in CSS3. Understanding the difference between desktop-first, using max width, and mobile-first, using min width, is critical. The mobile-first approach is the current industry standard because it prioritizes performance on constrained devices, follows progressive enhancement principles, and results in cleaner, more maintainable code. Always pair your media queries with the viewport meta tag, choose breakpoints based on your content rather than specific device models, and build your layout layer by layer from the smallest screen upward.